This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. Doomsday prophets peddling messages of fear and foreboding never seem to be in short supply in our modern world. I remember toward the end of 1999, the world braced itself for cataclysmic disasters associated with so-called Y2K. Doomsdayers predicted that computers would fail and utilities would be shut down worldwide as we move from the 1900s into the year 2000, and that a powerless, darkened world would result in chaos and disaster. My wife Phyllis and I were in the audience in Oklahoma City at the New Year's meeting on the night of December the 31st, 1999, and I remember as the midnight hour approached, James Orton, who was in charge of services that night, stood before the audience of about 1,000 people and quipped, "I don't think our brethren are actually too worried about Y2K, but I have noticed more flashlights in the audience tonight than I've seen since the last major coon hunt." Well, the midnight hour came and went, and the transition from 1999 to the year 2000 occurred without incident. The current big scare being foisted upon us by doomsday prophets has to do with the end of the Maya calendar on December the 21st, 2012. The Mayas were Indian people of southern Mexico and Central America whose civilization reached its height somewhere between AD 300 and 900. They were known for advanced writing, mathematics, and astronomy. And because of their fascination with time, they use these disciplines to construct a highly sophisticated calendar. The calendar tracks time in cycles of 5,126 years and then resets at zero. December the 21st, 2012 marks the end of a cycle by the Mayas' long count calendar. There is no record or knowledge that the Mayas believe the end of a calendar cycle will result in the end of the world or even in widespread catastrophe. On the contrary, according to Sandra Noble, executive director of the Foundation of the Advancement of Mesoamerican Studies in Crystal River, Florida, the Mayas viewed the completion of a whole cycle as an occasion for great celebration, sort of like the celebration of each new year. Nevertheless, we are being inundated with books, television programs, and movies warning that December 21st, 2012 will bring some kind of so-called apocalyptic catastrophe to the entire Earth and maybe even the end of the Earth itself. Adding to the frenzy is the fact that December 21st, 2012 coincides with the annual winter solstice, and that's the official beginning of winter. Because of the convergence of dates, a journalist by the name of Lawrence Joseph forecast in a book that he wrote, Apocalypse 2012, A Scientific Investigation into Civilization's End, a widespread catastrophe. Joseph says that on the winter solstice in 2012, the sun will be aligned with the center of the Milky Way for the first time in, he says, 26,000 years. He continues, this means that whatever energy typically streams to Earth from the center of the Milky Way will indeed be disrupted on December the 21st, 2012 at 11:11 p.m. Universal Time. Joseph and others believe that the end of the Maya calendar points to this rare alignment of the Earth, Sun, and Milky Way, and that it is intended to pinpoint the end of the world. Joseph speculates that this cosmic alignment will cause the North and South Poles to flip, resulting in earthquakes, tsunamis, and other catastrophes, and that these catastrophes, along with solar flares, will destroy us. Astronomers generally agree, however, that it would have been impossible for the Mayas themselves to have known about the alignment of the stars at the time of the winter solstice in 2012. And there is no record anywhere that indicates the Mayas believe the world would come to an end at that point. Now, while there may remain some uncertainty about the effects of the events on December the 21st, 2012, there's one thing that remains absolutely certain. Anytime anyone sets a date for the end of the world, you can be certain that the world will not end on that date. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." History has demonstrated repeatedly that Jesus' words are true. Time and again, fearless forecasters have made predictions that offer a specific date for the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. On each occasion, however, the date comes and goes while leaving the prophecy unfulfilled. Regardless of what happens in 2012, each of us has an appointment with death, however, according to Hebrews 9 and verse 27. At the current rate, there will be over 170 million people who will die between now and that date on December the 21st, 2012. Any of us could be among that number, and our number could come up at any time. Therefore, our primary concern should be about whether we are prepared for death now. At death, our opportunity will end. Our eternal fate will be sealed. We shall be sentenced at judgment, and those who are condemned will be cast into hell. Acts 17, verse 31, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, Matthew 26, and verse 46. When Paul forced Felix, the Roman governor, to contemplate the certainty of these events, the wicked governor trembled with fear, according to Acts 24, verses 24 and 25. And all unprepared people should harbor that same fear, because that is a fear that is well justified, Hebrews 10 and verse 35.